Pennsylvania Turnpike open to the public. It stretched 160 miles from Carlisle to Erwin. On this date in 1957, the motto, In God We Trust, began to appear on paper currency. And Johnny Carson started on The Tonight Show on this date in 1962. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Shasta College Agriculture, Natural Resources, Horticulture, and Equipment Operations invites you to their annual fall showcase and fundraiser, Harvest Fest, Saturday, October 7th at the Ross Ranch, adjacent to Shasta College. Starting at 4 p.m., you and your family can tour the Shasta College farm in a draft horse-pulled wagon while hearing about various projects taking place on the farm, as well as learn what some of the students have been learning on the farm during the past year. Festivities begin at 6 p.m. under the Big Tent with delicious locally grown food, Shasta College raised chicken and roast pig, beer and wine, live dancing with the Billies, as well as silent and live auctions. All proceeds from this fun family event will directly benefit Shasta College Ag and Natural Resources students. Tickets can be purchased in advance for $35 per person or at the door for $40 per person. Purchase tickets from Shasta College Agriculture and Natural Resources faculty and students or online from Eventbrite.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
On Saturday, October 7th, the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest will be coming to the Anderson River Park, and it's totally free. Food and games begin at noon, with live music from nine bands starting at 2 p.m., plus a special presentation by Citizens for Fair Representation. Local vendors will be presenting arts and crafts, balloon animals, face painting, pumpkin carving, even laser tag, and drawings for prizes. So bring the whole family for a day in the park.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! Yep, we're going to have an epic rant today. I can feel it coming on. I'm your host, and my name is Mark Kent. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
As you was.
And no. Wrong answer.
Boy, I can tell already we're fired up with, testosterone, vitamin something, Also, in the studio with us is Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Is your epic rant directed at Charter?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, just I've got the state of California's, in the sights.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, we have no phones at the moment. Evidently, from what we've been able to discern, Charter is experiencing wide outages in several states, California among them. In our particular case, it has affected our phone, so we will not be giving out the phone number because we have no way to take calls at the moment. But
they had a major meltdown.
That's kind of a problem when you're a radio talk show that takes calls. Or not.
Fortunately, we have the...
We do have chat room.
We have the chat room, and we have the talent to carry on without phones.
That's true.
We didn't have any phone guest booked today, so that's not a big deal as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, talent as Rush would say, talent on loan from God. We're on a mission from God. Anyway, we also have Red Smith, who's now in the unfunded seventh circle of non-existent recovery, while the mainstream media, prostitutes, politicians, self-serving bankers have spun the truth into a tattered remnant of the former greatness we call old glory, and I almost got that perfect.
Almost.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
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 Wow. Yeah. There we go. We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Unfortunately, you can't call in, so I'm not going to give you the number. Maybe miraculously, the phone lines will come back during Sovereign Mind Radio.
I'm not going to hold my breath on that one.
It'll be a miracle.
Yeah. Yes.
We
Charter is.
It's a charter problem. It's
going to
be a while.
Ain't happening.
First they weren't answering their phones, nor were they responding on their chat. But I eventually found a phone number that had a recording on it that said they were experiencing a system-wide outage or a wide outage in several states.
That's what I call service.
No estimated time of restoral. So
yeah, you call up and say, "How are you doing, sir, this morning?" Everything is fine here in Bombay and New Delhi. Can we help you, sir?
I think Charter's Latin for not now. When's it going to get fixed? Not now. When's KPI going to be here? Not now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when early on when I first was in the tax business, we had this software called Taxware. And you know when you called them up to get service, they were nowhere. It's like, nowhere here.
Not now and nowhere.
Anyway, Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 3276 Pacelli Lane. Tomorrow night they will be updating on the court case and among other things. And
discussing the... fundraiser in the Harvest Festival.
The Harvest Moon.
Sheriff Pasenko, unfortunately, will not be able to make it. He had some sheriffly business come up, I guess.
Sheriffly?
Yeah. Sheriffly.
Sheriffly.
Sheriffly
like
business.
A new word. Sheriffly.
That's interesting. That could cover a lot of territory.
I'm on
just
sheriffly
so you
business.
Know.
It is. It's broad.
It's broad.
It's very broad.
It's sheriffly business.
Oh boy. Bob's trying. Yeah, I know. That's going. Men in tights roaming the forest looking for fights. Yeah, maybe. Well, now we've got SWAT team in tights roaming the forest looking for plants.
Yeah, that works too. That works too.
Yeah, we could go on an epic drug rant, but I'll save that for another day.
Oh.
I was listening to some music this morning, and there's that one song that I was supposed to, go to school today, and I got stoned. And
Afro Man.
I found myself on the street on the sidewalk because I got stoned. I'm going to play that next
because week. I got high.
Because I got high. It's like, yeah. It's like, and I'm thinking, this ain't funny at all. You know, it's like, you lost your wife, you forgot to pay your child support, you didn't go to court, you're out on the street, on the sidewalk.
It's basically a country song.
And you're happy as hell because you got high.
It's basically a country song.
You're a freaking moron.
Dog got killed, lost a job, wife took off. That's
all I
kids
can say
baby.
Is,
idiot.
What's the opposite of less on? That's all I have to say. okay, so, we have a bunch of stuff to cover, as usual. The first thing on the chopping block has got to be Anthony Weiner.
Where's Bobette? That's just...
Go ahead and... Could you cue that?
What is old Carlos?
You're thinking of Lorena Bobbitt.
That's true. Well, yeah. What if you put Anthony Weiner in the cell with Lorena Bobbitt?
That would not end well.
It's a sort of a different kind of Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and cue that one up, though, if you can, Bob. It's pretty obvious which one I'm talking about, I think. And but Anthony Weiner got sentenced. Let me see if I can find the article here. Yeah, right here. Anthony Weiner and Uma have lied again and again and again is the name of the article in the New York Post.
No.
But let's listen to this because, you know, this song is called A Boy Named Wiener.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Bob. Let's listen.
He was born in Brooklyn in 64, but the only thing he don't gotta be sorry for, his daddy was a lawyer and his mama a mathematics teacher. This was a kid who'd never get laid, cause the coolest joke that God ever done played was to saddle that boy with the moniker of Wiener. Short and dweeby and kind of frail, so high school was an awful lot like jail. Cause peer pressure, well, there just ain't nothing meaner. Walked the halls with a kick me sign taped to his back, so he wasn't getting no cheerleaders in the sack. I tell you, life ain't easy when you're a boy named Wiener. Got bored one night, or maybe he was drunk, but went ahead and snapped a photo of his junk. And his girlfriend, well, he decided he would tweet her. Next thing you know, they got him on TMZ with a picture of his balls for the world to see. Their plain as day was Anthony Wiener's Peter. Well, the fertilizer done hit the ventilator. Had to resign, and about a year later, he was doing it again. I tell you, this dude's a real genius. Can't decide if he's stupid or just really sick. Nobody wants to see pictures of this guy's stick. But if your name is Wiener, I guess you're obsessed with your own penis. He must fancy himself as quite a player, but now the question is, could he be elected mayor? Perhaps if he just called himself Mr. Anthony Wiener. He may be a pervert, but his name's a curse. It's a sordid story, but it could have been worse. He could have been born with the name of Anthony Vagina.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Boy.
Oh, boy. And I gotta read the post here.
Richard Binkley evidently is the individual who did that, or at least posted it on YouTube.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty appropriate considering this guy probably should have got 21 years instead of 21 months. But there once was a congressman named Wiener who had a perverted demeanor. He was forced from the Hill for acting like Bill. Now Congress is one Wiener leaner. And the moral of the story is, you tweet your meat, you lose your seat. I'm not going to mention who that was from, but she knows. And
yeah, and let's not forget the fact who he was sending these pics to.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the reason he's going to jail in the first place.
Well, you know, but why is he only going to jail for 21 months? That's what I want to know. I'm thinking 21 years.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on here? Did he make a deal with the DOJ? The DOJ that doesn't seem to ever prosecute anybody in government. You know, I mean, come on. How long has it been now and nobody's in handcuffs? Nobody's prosecuted?
Not even a smidgen of corruption.
No, there's not even a smidgen of corruption. No, what? Really? You know, I mean, the evidence is so plain. You got the American public out there, you know, screaming for some justice here, for somebody to get prosecuted.
All of them.
All of them. I want them all prosecuted. I want examples made out of these guys. 21 months?
I think we ought
Club
to put
fed?
Them in, I think we ought to put them in Gitmo.
Well, we might get Mo. Only he might not. Never mind. I leave that one alone because
there's a lot of places he could go.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
deserves to go. Yeah.
Wow. So you know, Rodney.
There's always Alcatraz.
What is the name? Carlos Danger. Carlos Danger is incarcerated. So it's incarcerated danger. Yeah. So you know, I'm thinking that. Maybe he made a deal because I don't know. We'll see what happens, but there was a
that
lot
seems
of
seems to be going on a lot up there.
There was a lot of people for Anthony to rat on.
Yeah, like all of them.
That's exactly right. So that's from the New York Post. This last week I had to bring it up and we had to have a little fun with it because, you know, Congress is much leaner these days.
Well, maybe that's why they don't prosecute, because we wouldn't have a government left.
Well, I think that's what it is that you don't want to prosecute.
Wow, that'd be
if I
nice.
Prosecute you, you know, then I'm going to get prosecuted when the new administration comes in because I'm dirty as they are, too. You know, we're either sex freaks like Wiener or pedophiles or both, or, you know, or, you know, look at Creepy Joe Biden, for good grief, good God. Have you seen
Uncle
some
Touchy?
Of Uncle Touchy Feely is like, all, I mean, you can't have a girl within 15 feet of that guy.
No.
You know, especially a young girl. He's all over the back of them and whispering in their ear and touching them all over the place. And he even got Jeff Sessions slapping him on the hand as he walks by to leave her alone.
Yeah.
Like he knows.
Yeah.
Maybe he does. Why isn't anybody getting prosecuted? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I guess we'll find out one of these days, maybe.
Duplicitous.
I don't know. Yeah, with that, let's talk about, excuse me. Let's talk about the NFL kneeling thing just for a minute, because I can't stand it any longer.
We shouldn't even be having this conversation.
What
I'm sorry.
A total dumb.
Which one? The one about Wiener?
Either one. Either one. I mean, it's just.
That's a total distraction, isn't it?
Totally.
You've got. Let's see. A bunch of rich black guys telling everybody about the. You know, we got to take a knee for the downtrodden people who aren't us and we've never known.
Half of whom are felons.
That number might be slightly exaggerated.
Half of whom are felons.
Oh, and they've had it so rough.
Yes.
Oh, man. And let's take a knee. You know, let's take a knee because, you know, Black Lives Matter, except in Chicago last year, because that didn't really matter after 2000.
Or unless you're Ray Rice's fiance in an elevator.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way.
Or if you're the two people Ray Lewis murdered.
Oh, and by the way, if you do a dance in the end zone, you get fined, but you can't get fined for not standing up for the, you know, really? Yeah. And breaking their own rules. It's absolute lunacy. You know, these guys are, you know.
Well, have you looked at the list of
NFL? Sorry, I almost said the bad word, Bob.
The list of NFL players that have been arrested for guns, drugs, strong arm robbery, all of this different stuff. It's his gangster mentality.
Gangsta.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
stay in your lane.
But we don't want to respect the flag or the country or anybody who fought in a war, mm-hmm. you know, stands for freedom. But, you know.
But we still want to collect our paycheck.
Yeah, multimillionaires complaining about, oh, it's not. It's
not know, fair.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
I hate it when it's not fair. Really? So, by the way, that was Richard at 10, just in case he was listening.
Yeah. Nonsense.
Don't make me do it.
It's ridiculous.
Well, that's, and, you know, according to all indicators, their TV ratings are plummeting. You know, the broadcast stations are having to give money back to their advertisers.
I'm not
going to
watch them. And they published the list of sponsors. You know, it's like, hey, are you ever going to buy Pepsi again? Not that I ever bought Pepsi before, but now I will surely never buy Pepsi ever again.
Yep.
Nope. You know, and like another one, now they're talking that it sounds like the Oakland Raiders offensive line potentially threw the game last week because the quarterback decided to stand up for the flag. I've been a lifelong Oakland Raiders fan. They can go to hell.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know,
go to hell.
The only thing that matters is, and it's all it's doing is dividing the country. That's all this is about, is keeping everybody divided. And if you're not smart enough to see that, if you're not smart enough to realize that you're being played like a bunch of rubes by the powers that be, and gee, who started this whole division thing? I can't think of anybody's name. Obama.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't even put his hand over his heart. Oh, that's respect for the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wouldn't wear a pin on his lapel. That's because Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
You half white black guy. You know, AKA Oreo cookie. I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe we should go to a break because.
We can go to a break. I guess I can't say if you want to call in and discuss something because we still don't have phones, everybody. But. There is the chat room, so you've been listening to Slaver Minds, and we'll catch you on the other side.
All these idiots that are trying to defend their actions.
This song that's coming up is for the establishment, and for the Democrats, and for Black Lives Matter. Not this one, the one after this.
Yeah.
This one's for LaVoie Finneca.
That's right.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy. Loving the cowboy ways.
pursuing the light of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies who leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a madman, knowing well that your best days are gone.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
In Reading alone, a property crime is committed every 2.5 hours. That's 3,837 in 2016. That includes burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft. Installing motion sensor lights around high-risk areas at your home or business will help discourage lawbreakers. This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, this is Dan Beams, director of the Reading Electric Utility. REU is celebrating National Public Power Week October 1st through the 7th. Please join us at our open house on Friday, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our offices located at 3611 Avtec Parkway. There will be free bucket truck rides, pole climbing and tree trimming demonstrations, and much more. Food trucks will be on site, and all REU customers will receive a $5 food truck voucher. Let's celebrate our nonprofit community-owned utility. For more information, call 339-7200.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Yeah. That's what they're doing. They're wiping out. Crazy, isn't it? Yeah. That's who's that again? The Ventures?
That is the version by The Ventures.
Ventures, yeah. Good stuff. I haven't heard that one for a long time. Kind of reminded me of what needs to happen in government today. They need to get wiped out, all of them. I mean, it's getting to the point of stupidity. California, I don't know.
Yeah, where do you start?
California leaves us feeling wiped out.
You know, I mean, and it's like Terry was talking about the guy that, I'd join
but I don't like the name.
I don't like the name Jefferson. Well, which name do you like? Slavetopia? Zootopia? You know, what?
Stupid.
California.
California? If you named it, you know, Rainbow World, would that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Fluffy Unicorn Land.
Mm-hmm. Unicorn Land. Fluffy. You could be like Lily walking around with her little, I don't even know, she's got them all sparkle and, you know.
You know, I really like the United States, but the name sucks. I'm going to go live in Venezuela.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Do you need help?
Well,
getting there?
I just need some bags for groceries.
Yeah. And some groceries.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that too. I didn't mean empty bags. Oh, well, for those, for full bags, you have to, you know, become a refugee and sneak across the border into Colombia to find, you know, some soup.
Well, it's worth it as long as I don't have to live in a place where the name is silly as the United States.
Yeah, that would be crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not have any freedom, liberty. None of that matters.
It's insanity.
It's insane.
It's insane. Yeah. Jefferson, oh, let's see.
But I'm a smart individual.
You know, acknowledged as one of the smartest men in history, acknowledged as you know, the genius behind the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, all men are created equal, and, you know, they're endowed by their creator with unalienable rights, so that if God gave you your rights, only God could take them away. You couldn't get them from government, because then government could take them away. I mean, you know, on the par of, you know, I don't know, Aristotle and I mean...
Yeah, literally one of the greatest thinkers.
But he owned slaves, so that made him, you know, slave owner.
Okay, So somebody who's trying to...
How come everybody's... Sorry, I didn't mean to...
No, that's okay.
Well, how come everybody is so upset over something that was 100 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, it's like all the NFL
and
players...
On people.
All the NFL players, they've picked cotton before, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No?
They're multimillionaires in a system that has allowed them to succeed.
Huh.
Let's protest that.
Yeah.
But everybody's obsessed with a system that was ended over 100 years ago in horrible bloodshed.
Why don't we talk about all the slaves in Africa by the Africans?
Let's talk about the 40 million people that are estimated to be slaves today.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's like, oh, but they all get a free pass because they're black. Only white people can be radically racist.
Yeah.
Because we change the meaning of words to suit our purpose, because we don't really care about slavery. What we care about is taking over the government and putting all the hands and consolidating the power into the hands of a few oligarchy guys who want to control everyone and everything, and even the guys taking the knee don't get that.
Yeah, and let's talk about the fact that the Muslims with these harems that are filled out with kidnapped children from all over the world. That's not slavery. You're just culturally insensitive and
that's right. That's
you just don't understand it.
Yeah, you don't get it.
Like Man Boy Love Thursday in Afghanistan.
That's just a cultural anomaly.
Yeah, that's nothing to be concerned about.
No.
But we're bad.
We're bad because we wrote a document that freed everybody forever.
Yeah.
You white jerk.
Yeah.
See,
I can't even say what I think.
It doesn't add up. See, it doesn't add up because they are full of caca. Can we say that, Bob? Pretty sure.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. And so that's the real deal. The real deal is they have an agenda. This is how communists take over countries. They fill a bunch of rubes, a bunch of useful idiots full of crap that doesn't mean anything to divide the country so that they vote in people in power who are going to take our freedom away by watering down our liberties and our constitutional rights to where the government controls everybody. Do you get it?
But they're doing it for our own good, for our safety and our protection.
Oh, security. Workers of the world unite.
Yeah.
So.
And they've been doing it.
Oh, and this just in, our phone service has been restored.
Oh.
It was Bob. Bob did it. Bob was on the keyboard. We watched him do it. It was like a maestro, and it was like the master guy on the orchestra. A master orchestrator.
Yeah, I must be some kind of genius, because I had the charter outage page up, which was showing a lot of red spots all over the nation. And
what's the name of that guy on X-Men?
Which one?
The guy that's the mind guy.
Oh, Professor X?
Professor X.
Anyway, I refreshed the page, and the red area over Reading disappeared when I refreshed it, so I checked the phones, and sure enough, they're back.
They're back.
Ah. Only restored it's like the phone service here, but all of Reading.
All the whole Shasta County.
Yeah, let's see your radio show
do
that rush.
Let's see your producer do that crap.
Yeah.
All right? Okay? That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Bob.
So now you can give out the phone numbers.
That's right.
All right.
We're going to start calling him Bad Bob. No,
I think that one's already taken.
I'm sorry. Yep.
Well, Better Bob.
Better Bob.
Better Bob.
Or, well, you know, I was thinking Bad. No, never mind.
Yeah.
About the other guy. Never mind.
There's another guy?
Bad Breath Bob?
Not sure.
Okay.
But, yeah, that phone number is 530-605-4567.
And you can call in.
Yeah.
What was that phone number again? Who's got the phone number? 530?
605-4567.
Okay, very good. Maybe we should do the Oscar Mayer Wiener song on with the barbershop quartet.
It works. I got a dial tone.
All right. Frankie says it works. All right, very
He's
good.
All
are
all
we
over.
Really bringing up the Oscar Mayer song?
Yeah,
no.
They got one with the barbershop quartet.
We're just going to whip this mule for every mile it's got in.
We're going to beat this mule right into the ground. We're going to
kick him while he's down.
We're going to beat the hoofs off of this boy.
He deserves it.
Beat the shoes off of him.
Yeah.
Beat the spots off him.
Couldn't happen to a nicer sack of crap.
Yeah, that's pretty much my sentiment. Did I leave anything out, you know?
Oh, no. I can think of quite a few of them up there that need the same kind of treatment.
Lots of.
Oh, we have a caller immediately. Yeah, eh?
We have a lot of pent up callers this
pent-up
morning.
Pent up callers
who have not been able to get through until now, including on the State of Jefferson program earlier. So our first up is Mary from Reading.
Good morning, Mary. What do you got for us?
Good morning, gang. I'll make it quick. You just ruined my day. I called everybody I knew and told them to go down to the station.
That was that banging noise we heard outside a minute ago.
And the parade. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Don't do us any more favors.
Very good.
We're not here.
I have several things here. We're going to talk about Caledonia here in a minute. But let's
Catalonia.
Caledonia, isn't it? Catalonia?
Catalonia.
Or was that? That's Catalina. No.
Are we having issues?
Catalan.
Okay, so what is it?
Can Catalina Island be part of the State of Jefferson?
It could be. Sure.
We'll take whatever we want.
All right.
That's right.
Arr! You know. We're taken to the high seas.
We'll load up in our fishing boats and head right on down there.
Oh, man. All right, so I've got a couple things here I want to talk about. I want to talk about taxes a little bit. We got the GOP starting to put together a framework, not too excited about the establishment GOP. Not real impressed with this thing, this thing they released on Wednesday, their plan.
Well, there are some early signs that the Country Club Republicans might be on their way out.
That would be probably why they might do something like that. I'm looking at the United Framework for Fixing Our Broken Tax System. That's the title of their tax reform booklet. Really? Are you kidding me? These guys live in la-la land. I mean,
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, here's a quote from Judge Learned Hand. I got a couple of quotes here. Anyone may arrange his affairs that his taxes shall be as low as possible. He is not bound to choose the pattern which best pays the treasury. There is not even a patriotic duty to increase one's taxes. Over and over again, the courts have said that there is nothing sinister in so arranging affairs as to keep taxes as low as possible. Everyone does it, rich and poor alike, and all do right, for nobody owes any public duty to pay more than the law demands. Taxes are an enforceable extraction and not a voluntary compliance. That seems to kind of throw... That's Judge Learned Hand, U.S. Court of Appeals, 1934. Doesn't that sort of fly in the face of throwing all the tea in the harbor a little bit? I mean, this goes with that, but everything since then? I mean, the tax system, we're not even supposed to, you know, pay any income tax according to the throwing the tea in the harbor, but now, you know, the judge is right. What they did was they created two systems to where if you understand it, you don't pay the ignorance tax. You can avoid taxes by doing the things that the big boys do by having businesses and deductions and write-offs so that you don't pay taxes. But taxable, you know, taxes are an extraction. They're not voluntary. Okay. Now, this is from the California Income Tax Code. Taxpayer's Bill of Rights. Okay. Section 21002, for those of you legal beagles out there that want to, you know, look this up. Excuse me. Intent of the legislature. The legislature finds and declares that taxes are the most sensitive point of contact between citizens and their government, and that there is a delicate balance between revenue collection and freedom from government oppression. It is the intent of the legislature to place guarantees in California law to ensure the rights, privacy, and property of California taxpayers are adequately protected during the process of assessment and collection of taxes. The legislature further finds that California tax system is based largely on self-assessment and the development of understandable tax laws, and taxpayers informed of those laws will both be improved self-assessment and the relationship between the taxpayer and the government, and it is further into the intent of the legislature to promote improved taxpayer self-assessment by improving the clarity of tax laws and efforts to inform the public of the proper application of those laws. Now, have you ever heard such hooey in all your freaking life?
No, because I'm still waiting for somebody to explain to me the tax system around cap and trade and carbon credits, because I still don't get it.
So if it was the intent of the legislature, I mean, the first sentence for me is that declares that it is taxes are the most sensitive point of contact between the citizen and government, and that there is a delicate balance between revenue collection and freedom from government oppression. Now, that sentence absolutely rings true, and they know it, because... At what point are you a slave in a system that taxes everything you own and everything you do and everything you have?
I'd say that's the definition of it there.
Yeah.
Have we crossed the line into oppression yet, where they pass taxes in Southern California that we pay in Northern California or in the rural areas? Have we passed freedom into oppression when they start taxing your water? Have we passed freedom and into oppression when you've got Governor Brownshirt down there signing treaties with foreign governments and agreements unconstitutionally? Have we passed oppression when the tax system becomes so burdensome that you can't even figure out what it says and you're a professional for 30 years?
Yes.
Hmm.
Quite simply, yes.
I think so. I think oppression starts with the income tax in the first place.
That's what I was going to say.
The real deal is we were not supposed to have an income tax. Why aren't we talking about getting rid of the income tax? Why aren't we? Oh, because you're a loony. Oh, if you say anything like that, you're a Ron Paul nut job.
How's the country going to run?
I guess the Ron Paul nut jobs, you know, they just line up with, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Alexander Hamilton even.
Yeah.
But those guys were nut jobs too. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They own slaves, so they're just a bunch of white trash racists.
Yeah, what about Andrew Jackson? The guy that said his greatest accomplishment was killing the bank.
So... Here's the first, here's the mission statement of the United Framework for Fixing Our Broken Tax System. Well, the first thing it should say is, frickin' abolish it! Get rid of it!
See ya.
Go to a national sales tax. Oh, I don't know, let's go back to the Constitution where it said it had to be apportioned among the states.
Yeah.
Originally, there was no income tax. Get it? Now we've got Congress. Oh, that's crazy talk. You're a Looney Tune.
Yeah, you're nuts.
You're nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw the tea in the harbor, you nut jobs.
Yep.
Oh, and if you're a Tea Party guy, you're a nut job too, and a racist, and a homophobe, and you hate gay people, and you don't like yeah. All you care about is traditional values and God, and that's it. And you're a greedy capitalist.
Actually, that's all kind of true.
Well, present company accepted. Okay, listen to this tax reform overview. It is now time for all members of Congress, Democrat, Republican, and Independent, to support pro-American tax reform. It's time for Congress to provide a level playing field for our workers, to bring American companies back home, to attract new companies and businesses to our country, and to put more money into the pockets of everyday hard-working people.
So I'm curious, if they're saying now is the time to support pro-American tax reform, does that mean that they've been supporting un-American tax reform this whole time?
That's Donald Trump.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, see, that's Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's spot on.
Yeah.
Except that are the Democrats and the Republicans and the Independents going to support tax reform?
No.
Maybe it is time to clean house. Maybe we need to wipe them out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we know that. Yeah, we got to find people to do it.
Well, there's some good signs. I mean, the incumbent longstanding Republican was defeated there in Alabama by the fresh new face. So it's, you know, and to me, it doesn't even matter at this point the job that the new guy does. Just the fact that we start teaching these old guys, that dog ain't going to hunt no more.
Well, I think everybody could use a lesson in liberty. Everybody needs to figure out what freedom is. With responsibility, it's called liberty.
They don't know. They don't get it.
They don't get it. And you guys are out there dying on the vines, smoking your pot, with your head in the sand, you know, all over the street, no jobs, no work. And we don't need to know about liberty. Let's just be poor. Just like back in the old days called the feudal times, mm-hmm. where we had the king, the nobles, and the serfs. And we as all serfs, and then the nobles manage all the property, and the king gets to do everything. It's good to be the king, just like Mel Brooks.
Yeah. Tenant farmers.
Yeah. Oh, you don't own anything. You don't own the land, because that's private property. And if you own the land, then you wouldn't be subject to the landowner, or the guy who owns the land. And private property is freedom, and if you don't understand any of that, you're a rube.
They don't get it. I mean, there's so many people you have a conversation with, and they really don't understand it on a fundamental level.
That's why we're having a little Freedom 101 here, because you have to understand this. And what did that say? It said that taxes were, you know, the delicate balance between revenue collection and freedom from government oppression, because that's taking your private property.
Well, I was in an argument with somebody earlier this week. And they said, well, you have to obey the law, and you are subject to title and code and blah, 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 blah. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not subject to a damn thing. I can do whatever I want, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. Now, you can punish me with the threat of violence or use violence against me for a reprisal against my actions, but I'm not subject to a damn thing I don't volunteer for.
Well, you know, freedom is a two-edged sword. Freedom without responsibility, it's like I think you should have the freedom to smoke pot. I think you should have the freedom to get drunk. Is it stupid to do that, in my opinion? Yeah, you're a bonehead. You know, you get
but
drunk.
You got a right to be an idiot.
You got a right to be an idiot. But you don't have a right to not suffer the consequences of being an idiot.
Or ask me to pay for the repercussions of your idiocy.
You know, so I don't know. Was that, I just felt like I had to say all that because I'm looking over these tax reform things and, you know, tax relief for the middle class. This is all a big sell job. I mean, I think Trump's got it right, what needs to happen, but look who's obstructing him. Look who's blocking him at every turn. Remember the frickin' establishment GOP? Oh, we got to get rid of Obamacare.
Don't say anything mean about him.
Yeah. And Mitch McConnell, as far as I'm concerned, should be headed for the hospital with John McCain and Paul Ryan, and they can all go together. Lock arms, kumbaya, see ya.
They can go sit in there with Carlos Danger.
Well, that would be a novel concept.
Yeah, there's your barbershop quartet. McConnell, McCain, Ryan.
I'm going to send you that Oscar Mayer Wiener barbershop quartet.
Please do.
I will. It's actually pretty funny. Let's go to a break. We need to come back and maybe...
All right, if you want to call in, since the phones are working, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help. Every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that that she keeps in her jar by the door? Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words to a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, donning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Very good.
All the lonely people.
Fred just coughed in his shirt.
Sorry. Snuck up on me.
Excuse me. Now you got me going. Let's see. There are some some meaningful things in this tax reform. You know, I don't like the fact that they're eliminating the itemized deduction. They're going to keep mortgage interest and something else. I forget if it was charity or something, but it doesn't really matter because if they raise the married filing jointly to $24,000. You know, you're going to eliminate most of the people that are deducting mortgages and itemizing anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just going to eliminate that. Enhanced child tax credit. Here's a good thing. Alternative minimum tax, ATM, to repeal it. Now, that is a stealth tax on anybody who starts being successful. You start making any money, and that stuff kicks in and steals your money. That should have been repealed years ago. So, you know, short of getting rid of the tax completely, which should be the goal, but I guess you got to take this in small bites because you're dealing with the establishment Republicans and the communist Democrats. Mm-hmm. So they all need to lose their jobs. And this tax code simplification. Yeah, I heard that in Reagan's day. We're going to simplify the tax code. Oh, it went from, 3 inches thick to 4 inches thick.
With simplifications.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the simplified version.
Yeah.
Yeah. So itemized deductions, it eliminates everything but home mortgage interest and charitable contributions. Okay. Hmm. I could see that, but I don't, I guess it's a start, itemized. My fear is that they get rid of itemized deductions, and pretty soon you're getting rid of the whole itemized thing. And then
pretty soon you don't have anything.
Yeah, then you don't have any itemized deductions.
Yeah.
But that would eliminate, you know, job expenses for your job. That would eliminate, you know, state taxes paid. That would eliminate your medical expenses, which are kind of being phased out anyway at 10%. So, you know, I guess if you have a high home mortgage and you have a lot of charitable giving, it's okay for you.
Yes. The people who live in high state and local tax states like California and New York are not
so
going
much.
To be happy about that.
No, not so much, yeah. So there's some things in here. One of the things, death and generation skipping transfer tax, that would repeal that. That needs to go as well. There's some.
Yeah, that's
so,
a joke.
So you can tell that there was a compromise here between somebody who's saying, get rid of it, and someone who's saying, oh, we can't give up our control. And yes, I do look like Eddie Munster.
Yes, he does.
I wonder who that would be.
Can't
think of anybody's name, Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, that's it. I mean, I'm looking right at the whole booklet. I mean, there's not a whole lot to this. There's, you know, tax. Oh, there's a few more things. I mean, I'm kind of simplifying here. But, you know, this thing's only about, what, how many pages long? 9 pages long. Wow. You know, that's going to change, you know, it's... You know, 3,000 page document with a million rulings and other things that go with it. But, you know, one of the things is they're talking about the pass throughs and structuring that at a smaller rate. Tax structure for corporations going down, which it should.
Absolutely.
The thing is that, you know, the argument is it has to be tax neutral. We never talk about cutting spending.
It has to pay for itself.
Yeah, exactly. That is horse crap. Horse bucky. What we need is not tax neutral. We need less taxes so that you bastages up there in Washington quit spending our money.
Yeah.
That's what it needs to be. It doesn't need to be tax neutral. We need to pull the tax out of you guys' pocketbooks in Washington because you're spending it well. You know, there's no graph there. What did they find last week? $21 trillion missing out of the Pentagon in the last 8 years?
Yeah, how do you lose that much money?
How do you lose a trillion? How do you lose 21 trillion?
Trillion of them. How do you have 21 trillion?
Oh, remember Donald Rumsfeld the day before?
Just push the button.
Remember Donald Rumsfeld the day before 9/11? And he said, yeah, there's like $3 trillion missing from the Pentagon. And all of a sudden, the Pentagon blows up.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of Iranian, or no, they were Arabs.
They were Saudis.
Saudis. And it's just funny. Everything looks like a controlled demolition. Even Building 7, who wasn't hit by a plane. Just saying. Google Building 7. Watch it fall. Looks like a controlled demolition. No plane hit it.
What's known as high-speed trading, the algorithms.
Oh. We're at the top of the hour.
Yeah, we're at the top of the hour. So please stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Minds.
On KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Attacked by a man with a knife at Marseille's main train station this morning. Soldiers then fatally shot the attacker. Police evacuated the St. Charles station with officers and soldiers taking up positions outside. The Paris prosecutor's office says a counterterrorism probe has been opened, but no motive for the attack has been immediately established. The Senate's new budget resolution includes a little-known change that could affect how senators vote on it.
The budget resolution would eliminate a two-year-old rule that prohibits the Senate from voting on the bill until 28 hours after it can be assessed. That assessment comes from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which analyzes the impact the budget will have on the economy, including whether it will add to the deficit. The 28-hour waiting period before voting on the bill was meant to allow members of Congress and the public sufficient time to study the legislation. The elimination of the rule would fast-track the budget process, but many are likely to balk at the effort and complain they could be left blind to the consequences of their votes. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
More U.S. aid flowing into Puerto Rico, where two hurricanes have caused vast damage. This is Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
I'm concerned about how many medical personnel might still be around, and do they have sufficient quantities of that? And obviously, the fuel systems in these hospitals require the operation of generators, and so do they get enough of the fuel to those hospitals?
He was a guest on CBS TV's Face the Nation program. Officials on the island say only 5% of the electrical grid is working. The Supreme Court begins its new term tomorrow, the first full term of the Trump presidency. Topping the agenda is a dispute over a wedding cake for a same-sex couple and a fight over partisan electoral maps. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There are lots of reasons why you should get life insurance. Here are two big reasons you should get it now.
Hi, Mommy. Hey, Dad.
Your family depends on you. Talk to SelectQuote. It's easier and more affordable than you think to get the life insurance your family needs. SelectQuote got Richard, 40, who takes meds to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. And got Vanessa, 37, a $750,000 10-year policy for under $21 a month. Call SelectQuote or go to SelectQuote.com today. Get up to 10 free quotes in minutes from some of the best life insurance companies out there, like Banner Life, Prudential, Mutual of Omaha, and many others. So, why haven't you called SelectQuote? Get your free quotes now. Call 800-681-9660. 800-681-9660. 800-681-9660.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In releasing the Coast Guard's report on the sinking of the El Faro in 2015, Captain Jason Neubauer says the Coast Guard would have sought to revoke the license of the cargo ship's captain if he had survived. Neubauer said at a press conference today in Jacksonville, Florida, that El Faro Captain Michael Davidson, quote, was ultimately responsible for the vessel, the crew, and safe navigation. Davidson, quote, misjudged the path of Hurricane Joaquin and overestimated the vessel's heavy weather survivability, also failing to take adequate precaution to monitor and prepare for heavy weather. All 33 crewmen aboard died in the storm. Baseball's come down to its last day of the Major League season, but yesterday the Boston Red Sox found out they would be American League East champs, second straight year. After winning a preview of their division series, Mookie Betts and Drew Pomeranz led the Bo Sox to a division-clinching 6-3 victory over the Houston Astros. Houston's loss allows the Indians to wrap up home field. This is SRN News. A flood of migrants has washed up on West Coast beaches, but these are not human migrants, as correspondent Rich Thomason explains.
They're hitchhikers, nearly 300 species of fish, mussels, and other sea critters that researchers say crossed the Pacific on debris from the 2011 Japanese tsunami, washing ashore alive in the U.S. It's the largest and longest marine migration ever documented. The scientists comb the West Coast beaches and track the species to their Japanese origins. Their arrival could pose a problem if they push out native species. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 1st, a birthday for some notable people. Former President Jimmy Carter is 93 years old today. Actress and singer Julie Andrews turns 82. British Prime Minister Theresa May, 61 years old today. Retired baseball star Mark McGwire is 54. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR 1460, local live radio, bringing you high school football every Friday night, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 and kickoff at 7:30. Connor Sutton and Tom Galbraith bring you the play-by-play action. KCNR Friday Night Football, sponsored in part by Redding Kia, Black Bear Diner, Holiday Harbor, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Bank, and SST Oil. KCNR 1460 is your source for local sports.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We're talking taxes right now. And gee, it's just funny how we've lost touch with some of the realities of taxation that, gee, prior to 1913, there was no income tax. There was no direct tax. The Constitution actually stated no direct taxes. If there were to be any taxes, it had to be apportioned among the states by, based on population.
crazy talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let's see, the ones that proposed it. I mean, let's see, the first one to propose a graduated income tax was the Socialist Labor Party, interestingly enough, in 1887. Then the Populist Party demanded a graduated income tax in 1892. And the Democratic Party, led by William Jennings Bryan, advocated the new income tax be passed in 1894 and proposed an income tax on its platform in 1908. And then we got it in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act. That's just a coincidence, right? Because things like that happen in politics, and they're all coincidental.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that.
Then you go to 1943. Yeah, Woodrow Wilson, 1943. We weren't supposed to have any direct taxes on our income. And then all of a sudden we got a payroll tax in 1943 or 41, whatever it was, for the duration of the war. And it was supposed to stop after the duration of the war.
Now, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. We don't have any of that now.
Now we got direct income tax. We got tax on tax on tax. They tax everything. They tax your water. They tax your food. They tax your groceries. They tax everything.
You get nothing. You lose.
So when you're losing, I don't know, 84% or higher of your buying power.
Probably higher, yeah.
To taxes, either direct or indirect. Are you a slave, and is that why you're poor and you have no money?
Well, like I said during the break, why can't we just drive down the road and throw the tax code out? I mean, we would still be able to operate.
Yeah.
The country would be
just...
It's
our right to rebel.
Yeah, just fine. It's supposed to be voluntary, right?
Well, we're going to get...
But, you know...
Well, we're going to get a lesson in liberty, and you know, one of the things that makes has made America prosperous is a couple of the things is you know, a constitution that promotes freedom and individual rights and sound money... Because with sound money, you got guys printing and counterfeiting and causing big problem, Federal Reserve. And then at some point in time, you go down and you buy a block of cheese and you have to hawk your house. Because, you know, I went down and bought two blocks of cheese the other day at the store and it was $30. Two blocks of cheese.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there's
no inflation.
There's no inflation. That's
where did that cheese come from?
We don't need sound money. All we need is counterfeiting. All of this is related.
Well, we don't include food and fuel when we calculate inflation because those things are volatile.
We don't include anything that doesn't give us the message that we want to send.
We prefer the term quantitative easing.
Quantitative easing.
Mm-hmm.
That almost sounds like something you do in the bathroom.
I think we got two callers on the line,
our guest, Tom Del Beccaro, was standing by, but we had Peter calling with hopefully a quick comment. Peter?
Peter, you're there? Yeah, you're on the air.
I'm sorry. I hope I'm not speaking out of context. I can't pick you guys up here anymore. And to add insult to injury, you know, the station that cuts you out is a bloody Mexican station.
Yeah,
I got to sit in my truck now to listen to you. I can't pick, and I got a Crane radio. I bought it so I can listen to you guys. But anyway, listen. I just want to give you an update on the water. We got absolutely screwed over with the government using our own money against us. Minton and the board of supervisors are the most evil sons of bitches that have been around this county for a long, long time. We went to an attorney who says a pretty high named attorney in town. He says everything they're doing is illegal, but to fight it, you need $20,000 to $100,000. Well, you know, good luck on that. But they're using our own money against us. The grand jury has told them it's wrong. The attorneys have told them it's wrong. They don't give a rat's ass, mate. They all the supervisors need to be hounded out and hounded out of town. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I'm back in Concord and Lexington. And that's about the mood I'm in right now.
It might be.
You know, it's so wrong and so evil what's going on in this town here. And all you do is you drive around. I'm looking at trying to buy a commercial place here. I don't know why, but, you know, everything's for sale and 30% of it's bloody empty. And then your return's about 4 or 5%. You know, and then all you do is nearly run over homeless people everywhere and the metal people, and you know, I am so frustrated with this town.
Well, it's because the recovery's been so great.
Yeah, right. yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind if everything was humming and you drove around beautiful streets and all this, but you know, I don't know.
Listen, Peter, we got to go. We got the other guy.
He's trying to think of a word to get
on
the radio.
Yeah, that's all right.
But let's get this straight. So everybody knows that they're breaking law. And they're doing this in this community, but you have to pay to get somebody to defend you, to get
they gotta get them out.
And everything, right?
Got to get rid of them. That's the answer.
Yeah.
The government apparatus.
And they use your own money to fight
in
you.
An echo chamber.
Yeah. Listen,
hey,
we got...
Hey, God bless you.
All right.
Thanks, Peter.
Okay. I guess we have Tom Del Baccaro on the line.
We do.
Yeah. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good day to you as well.
well, we heard that you wanted to call in, and did you want to talk about taxes or...
Yeah, absolutely. The White House rolled out its beginning effort towards tax reform. To me, this is an incredibly important issue because it drives so many other issues. Keep in mind that for the last decade, economic growth in this country has been below 2%. That's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's not really the fault of any worker in the country. It is the fault of government. Government is just too big. You guys might talk about that from time to time, I hear. And it really...
Yeah, we were just talking about the tax neutral thing. Well, they never talk about downsizing government. We always got to figure out a way to pay for the tax cuts. Why don't we figure out a way how to get rid of some of these government agencies?
Well, it's interesting you talk about it. We should talk about, quote, paying for the tax cuts. But the reality is the reason why the United States is growing at 2% and other places like China are growing larger is simply because of the size of the U.S. government, its amount of taxes, and the amount of regulations. Government now is over 50% of the economy when you can look at it this way. 37% of all spending in the United States is done by the government. So 37% of the economy is government spending. When you factor in what it costs Americans to pay extra to deal with regulatory costs, that's about 15%. So it's about 52, 53, 54, it's hard to know exactly, the cost of government. It's over half the economy. So just think about it this way. Think of the private sector and the public sector as opposite ends of a seesaw. When the government sector is bigger than the private sector, who's in control?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
And so we need to enlarge the private sector, and as you and many of us would like, to decrease the public sector. The best way to do that is to allow the private sector to grow and to kill off the existing tax code, 74,000 pages of special interest. So if we can get tax simplification, the private sector economy can start growing again, and that will be good for the balance. Now, I always hear about this paying for the tax cuts, and I gotta say that we've had four major tax reforms in our history, and that argument has been made every time.
Yep.
It's even made by Republicans in Congress.
Yep.
And they say, well, if you're gonna reduce taxes, then you gotta quote, pay for them somewhere else.
It has to be revenue neutral. Revenue neutral.
Then what's the point of
which
the
exercise? Which is actually false.
Yep.
It's intellectually false and factually false. Let me tell you about it. Intellectually false. When you start a business and you spend money, is that revenue neutral? No. You're giving up money. Why are you giving up money? Because you're investing. And that means you're going to grow something to create more revenue later. The same is true with tax cuts. When you leave money in the private sector, so let's say you have a tax rate cut that results temporarily in less money for the government and more money for the private sector, the same dynamic occurs. The private sector invests it and then grows, and there's more jobs, more economic activity, more business activity, and more revenues. Am I just making this up, or am I citing Internal Revenue Service figures from the 20s, 60s, 80s, and after 2005? The answer is, in the 20s, revenues grew 61%, even though they said, oh, it's going to cost the government money. It grew almost 100% after the combined Reagan cuts. After the Kennedy cuts, it also grew 62%. And then after the Bush cuts, it grew over 30%. So when you invest in the private sector, remember, the left always loves it. Oh, we need to invest in education. Well, why don't we just let the private sector keep its own money, the economy grows, and it turns out we have a larger economy, the government gets more revenues. Now, I don't want the government to have any more revenues than it has now. I think it should stay the same. But it's a lie to say the tax cuts won't increase revenue.
Well, I think you got to do a two-pronged attack. Not only do you have to quit giving them money, you got to start taking money away from them as well and putting it back in the private sector and downsizing, because we have got a multitude of government agencies that do nothing but make our lives miserable and steal our money.
And there's multiple redundancies.
There's no debating that government's out of control. You're never going to get a debate. Today, I started a group called CAfortaxrelief.org. That's CAfortaxrelief.org. And if we can get people to go there and share the message that's there, we need tax reform. It is simply unfair to the American people that government is killing off opportunity the way it is. And the best way to get it back is to fix the tax code and create a vibrant economy. You want power away from government, and you want more power in the private sector. The worst of the worst in history is when political power and economic power are one and the same. Then there's no opportunity, and democracy dies or can't take hold.
I believe that's referred
to
as fascism.
So we got to pull power away from Washington. We can do this with the tax code, not to mention give people more chance to succeed.
Well, I got to agree with you. You know, I mean, it's a start getting Trump in there, but I think we need to slaughter these establishment Republicans and the Democrats in the midterms here. I mean, there's a 27 Democratic seats up for re-election in the midterms. They need to go.
Yeah, the American rhino needs to go extinct.
Yep, all of them.
Well, that's an issue as well, whether Republicans are actually going to stand up and vote.
Let me
tell you that. The best way to get Republicans to fall in line is to get them to not, in one case, in one example, is to get them not to be afraid to vote. And you get them not to be afraid to vote when the economy is booming and the Democrats have no opportunity to get elected. I did a post today in my, you know, I have the website politicalvanguard.com, and I talked about the fact, I don't know if you know this, but the six New England states, four of them have Republican governors. The Republicans have an enormous advantage now in the states. Why is that? Well, in part because the Democrats are ignoring state politics in favor of Hillary-style campaigns.
Yeah, they're losing their
themselves.
Yeah.
The Democrats are actually in trouble. The best thing we can do to really put them in trouble is to take away their class warfare argument, which disappears whenever the economy is growing well. When the economy is growing well, people don't buy the class warfare argument. If you want to elect more Republicans, and when more Republicans are elected, it turns out that they vote more Republican. It's only when it's close do they get scared and not vote for Republican bills like you're seeing now on health care.
Well, I mean, I think it's even deeper than that. I think the deep state is what the problem is. And
well, that's true, too.
Yeah, I mean,
the deep state is a big problem. Huge government. And we can, you know, back in the day, in the 1800s, before the Pendleton Act, a president got elected and could fire the entire federal workforce. And then a whole new set, this is back when, you know, when there was over 100,000 or 150,000 workers, not the 22 million government workers there are today, but used to be able to fire them all. And the theory was, under the Pendleton Act, if we don't make it all political, there won't be as much corruption because you won't be buying politicians to get into office. And it actually worked for a while. And after the Pendleton Act, division in this country went down and corruption went down as well. But now, as you point out, when the government is half the economy and there's millions of them, they've become completely non-responsive to elections, and they make more laws than, as all your listeners know, the regulatory agencies make far more laws than the state legislature or the Congress.
Right.
They put out regulations every day that restrict your lives, and they're unaccountable.
Well, on top of that, we got a big voter fraud problem that's been perpetrated as well. And so all of these things together, it's amazing that Trump got elected this last time, but it shows that the American people is waking up, I think, in general.
Well, hopefully, but there's still a long way to go. And unfortunately, the Republicans in Congress couldn't keep their promise of repeal and replace. They have kept their promises on judges. They have kept their promises on deregulation. They did put in a better VA law for reform. But the big two, tax reform and health care, they haven't been able to do. And I recommended to them on day one that they do tax reform and not Obamacare reform, because if they, A, more of the country supports tax reform, if they had tax reform on the day after the election and it had come to pass, the economy would be booming right now, more people would have jobs, more people would have health care through jobs, and it would have been easier to vote for health care reform. But they failed to do that. Now, if we want to avoid a bad election cycle next year, Republicans need to pass tax reform, and that's why I started CAForTaxRelief.org.
Oh, very good. I don't know if we've got anything else to go on here, but maybe you've got something to add to this, and then we'll move on to the next topic. But
I think people need to realize that the Democrats in Washington, their sole appeal is to tell people that the world isn't working for them, that they're victims, and they don't have control of their own future, therefore hand it over to government.
Yeah, that's insane.
The opposite of that, of course, is opportunity.
Right.
And economic progress and economic growth is the other end of a seesaw to big government. When big government is there, stagnation occurs. When stagnation occurs, economic opportunity drops. And so we've got to get this economy moving again. The argument of the Democrats is that people can't succeed, but a vibrant private sector proves they can, and that's why tax reform is so important.
Well, if they can't succeed, it's not because of the Republicans and the existing current administration. It's because we have been following communist and socialist doctrine for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and we're getting to the point where with this debt-structured monetary policy that we're $20 trillion in debt because they're counterfeiting, and I think that's going to be an even bigger problem as time goes on, because at some point in time, you're not going to be able to pay the interest on the debt, no matter how good the economy's doing, because they just keep borrowing money instead of dealing with the debt-based monetary system.
You make some good arguments, but private sector growth is key to getting us back on track, and it limits the size, scope, and strength of government.
Yeah.
I mean, the places where the economy and government are the same are places like Russia. In France, they've had 0% growth for 20 years. In fact, the entire EU, 0% growth for 20 years. Why is that? Because government's almost 65% of the economy in those countries. We can't go that direction. We have to go the opposite direction. So, and the bigger government is, like I said, the weaker the private sector is, and that's why tax reform is so important.
Well, I think we need to go to a break, Tom, and then come back, and then we'll button it up for the last half hour.
So if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Thank you. Hi, this is Dan Beans, director of the Redding Electric Utility. REU is celebrating National Public Power Week October 1st through the 7th. Please join us at our open house on Friday, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our offices located at 3611 Avtech Parkway. There will be free bucket truck rides, pole climbing and tree trimming demonstrations, and much more. Food trucks will be on site, and all REU customers will receive a $5 food truck voucher. Let's celebrate our nonprofit community-owned utility. For more information, call 339-7200.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Be a hero and help us save the animals of the North State by attending Haven Humane Society's 10th Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
While enjoying music, sample local wine, beer, and appetizers.
Bid on exciting live and silent auction packages.
And purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a San Francisco Giants spring training trip for two.
Plus much, much more.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m.
Bark, Wine, and Brew sells out every year, so get your tickets now at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
All proceeds go to support the homeless animals of the North State.
What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
On Saturday, October 7th, the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest will be coming to the Anderson River Park, and it's totally free. Food and games begin at noon with live music from 9 bands starting at 2 p.m. Plus, a special presentation by Citizens for Fair Representation. Local vendors will be presenting arts and crafts, balloon animals, face painting, pumpkin carving, even laser tag, and drawings for prizes. So bring the whole family for a day in the park.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Now I know Spanish Harlem are not just pretty words to say. I thought I knew, but now I know that rose trees never grow in New York City. Until you've seen this trash can dream come true, you stand at the edge while people run you through. And I thank the Lord there's people out there like you. I thank the Lord there's people out there like you. While Mona Lisa and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. For unless they see the sky, but they can, and that is why. They know not if it's dark outside or light.
I like that song. Well, Tom, are you still online?
Yeah, I am. You know, it's interesting you're playing that song. That song was written by Bernie Taupin and Elton John,
yep,
related to 1970s New York, which was a big government haven economic opportunity had basically crashed. The police refused to enforce the law. It became a terrible place, and people thought it was ungovernable. And, of course, Giuliani came in and turned it around. The same could be said of the United States when Reagan got elected. People questioned whether we needed two or three presidents or to break it up, or the country was becoming ungovernable.
Right.
And there was great division.
Well,
and Reagan concentrated on economic growth, and that changed things around, and Trump needs to do the same.
I agree. I agree completely. We've also got the State of Jefferson movement. You got the Washington state talking about now that they want to split. Are you going to be running for any office on this next election cycle?
Actually, I'm not. I agreed to, for as long as it takes to help on this. As you know, when I ran for U.S. Senate, I proposed a flat tax. Tax reform is the biggest issue. I made a promise to the White House that I would attempt to help them get it done, and that's what I'm going to do in this cycle.
Very good. Very good. Well, we've got another caller on the line, and we got a bunch more news to go to, so I guess we'll probably let you go, Tom, but feel free to call in.
All right.
Keep us updated on what's going on.
And where can people get a hold of the website? What's the website that you got going?
All right, so there's two websites to go to. One is mine, a news service that isn't fake news. It's politicalvanguard.com. And then the tax site is caforTaxRelief.org. Please share it. Please share the pictures we've put on and the message, and sign the White House petition. And let's grow the private sector for once, not the public. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Tom. We appreciate you.
And
call.
With that, we've got Ron in Reading on the line. Good morning, Ron.
Yes, good morning.
You have a comment for us?
Yes, I do. You talk about regulatory agencies like the gentleman just talked about. Have you ever tried to go get a building permit from the regulatory agencies? Or just if you have to put a water heater or fix your roof?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, I'm right in the middle of it right now, Ron. I am not even kidding you.
That. And then look what the regulatory agencies did to our truck drivers with those doggone special
they pretty much destroyed the trucking.
I could keep going on, but I'll let somebody else call in. But I just... when he said something about regulatory agencies, I just couldn't help myself.
We appreciate that. Yeah, there's so much to talk about when it comes to the regulatory agencies. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Half the guys in there need a lobotomy. So anyway, let it go at that.
Thanks, Ron.
All right. We appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going through that now. I had to pull the trailer off the property. I get permits for that. Now I've got to go try. I haven't even finished that, and I got more permits to go get so I can finish out what I'm doing on the property, and it's just like nuts. You can't even go out and pee in your front yard without getting a permit anymore. So,
and with that, we do have another caller on the
line.
Actually,
I think that's the one thing you can do in Reading.
Is pee on your property?
or in front of our property downtown. Yes.
Well,
you don't need a permit for that.
Okay. And with that, we have Charles in Reading on the line. Good morning, Charles.
Yes, good morning. I was watching the TV news the other day, flipping through channels, and I came up, and they showed this report on the House Russia investigation, and it's morphed. I mean, it seems like it's morphed away from what they said they were investigating at first, which typical that. And now they're going after the social media companies, and they're going after people who they claim to be Russian trolls, and their basis is that, these alleged trolls posted things that were, that the establishment didn't like, and so on that basis, they have to be a troll. It cannot possibly be legitimate. After all, the Kremlin ginned up about all the anger over the NFL, so, everything, every form of popular indignation has to be ginned up by the Russians, and it cannot possibly be legitimate. And so, it seems like they're, they want to lay the groundwork for attacks on the First Amendment.
Well, you know, I just came out this last week. I haven't verified this story. It was through WDN or WND that evidently WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange issued some emails, some tweets, and so forth that shows collusion between Mark Zuckerberg and the COO Sheryl Sandberg colluding with Hillary Clinton's 2016 election promote their agenda on Facebook. So, gee. You know, the Russians, they found out, spent $100,000 for campaign stuff during the election cycle with Hillary Clinton. And $100,000, Hillary spent like $5 billion, you know. So they really swayed the election from $100,000. It's all tripe.
That's not going to stop them from attacking the First Amendment.
It's all tripe, though. That's what I'm saying. It's all BS. You're right. You're right on, Charles. It's, you know, they're talking crap. It's the whole thing's bullshit. Sorry, Bob.
I'm doing my best Paul Revere here.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, next thing you know, they'll be, you know, calling anybody a Russian troll who dares to criticize the establishment.
I don't think anybody's buying it anymore, Charles, though. I mean, except a few rubes.
Normal people aren't buying it, but the establishment, they're not normal people.
Well, that's true. So, yeah, it's like I say, it's all garbage. You know, these guys have been hammering on the Russian thing to distract from the sins of the political agenda, you know, mm-hmm. deep state from day one of Trump, and Trump's been branded everything and nothing has stuck so far, because the real deal is they're the dirty guys up there. They're the ones that probably need to all be in handcuffs, and, you know, mm-hmm. they're the deep state.
Yep.
So, hey, thanks for the call, Charles. We appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, we've got so many things going on out there, but let's talk about the riots that are going on in Catalonia. I got that right, didn't I?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Catalonia,
that time.
Yeah. As opposed to Caledonia. And anybody who wants to know what where Caledonia is at, that's actually Old Scotland, because I looked it up because I kept saying Catalonia wrong. So anyway, evidently there's a bunch of riot police docked going after on the docks in the port of Barcelona, ready to prevent the vote. I guess they were taking a vote on freedom of independence in Catalonia.
Catalonia has been working towards independence from Spain for decades, and in the last couple, 3 years, the movement has really, really ramped up. The people of the province of Catalonia by far support this by the majority, and they actually called for a referendum vote to start independence from Spain. And the Spanish government's reply was to send in 16,000 riot police and begin attacking protesters. It's believed that there's been over 500 injuries, people sent to the hospitals. They actually broke into polling stations, destroyed polling boxes, seized ballots, begin physically attacking voters with billy clubs and riot bullets, things like that.
Sounds like freedom to me.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
And at last report, the people of Catalonia have begun showing up this morning over there in the thousands to occupy government buildings and schools to reopen the polling stations.
Wow.
So it doesn't sound like they're taking no for an answer.
I guess none of this made the mainstream media. Wow, I'm shocked.
No, a lot of it.
I'm shocked. I mean, I don't know how much made the... I quit watching the mainstream anyway. It's just like, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, but you see the cry of people. You've got, you know, Catalonia. You've got the Scottish independence movement. You've got the state of Washington, who's actually applied with their own legislature to split now. The state of Jefferson movement. There are things afoot that are going on. People are getting fed up. And if you look at history, ladies and gentlemen, borders change. Size of countries grow, they shrink. Things change. And it's happening now.
Well, I'm just looking at this thing, you know, to go back to what we just talked about. Mueller's Russian investigation spirals further out of control with IRS cooperation. Initially, IRS refused to cooperate with Special Counsel Mueller's Russian investigation and was refused to participate in the Manafort raid. Now the FBI is receiving tax information from the IRS on real estate and banking that goes back 11 years. Moles in the Treasury Department convinced the IRS to do everything possible to find out something that's dirty on the president. Wow. Shut it down, I mean.
Yeah, get rid of the IRS. Because we know for a fact that the IRS doesn't ever talk target anybody for their political beliefs or views or
no, they would
attempt
never
to
do
impede
that.
Them or destroy their First Amendment.
Stay tuned, because there's going to be more in that story soon.
Yeah, very soon.
Yeah, so crazy, but, you know, what can you say? Yeah. and CNN also states that it is unclear whether Mueller has President Trump's tax returns. If the special counsel does have President Trump's tax returns, then the Attorney General Rosenstein, Deputy Rosenstein, will have to sign off on being that it's a sensitive matter. It's like, good grief. I mean, this stuff is just out of control.
And we do have another caller on the line. Good morning, Gary Holohan. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. And my two bits worth is, unfortunately, people are too lazy and too stupid to really do anything. If everybody, and I mean not 5 or 10 people, but 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, withheld their taxes, has been proposed by Billy Bob and Bob and 5 or 6 other people, something might happen. That's not only local. We need to do it locally, statewide, and then take on the feds. But everybody is too comfortable with their 100 channels, beer or pizza in hand, and don't bother them with liberty or justice or freedom, because it's too complicated, as the newspaper would say. And the solution to this is in the mirror, but most people are too lazy and too stupid to do anything. And I'll make a prediction. This freedom, the Freedom Festival that is happening next Saturday ought to be wonderful. It's free. And I'll bet we'll be hard-pressed to have 5,000 people there, because the others are too lazy and too stupid to do anything.
I might disagree with you on that, Gary. I might disagree with you. I think people are waking up. But we'll see. I guess time will tell.
Yeah, I think there's some people that are waking up, that's for sure. And the more that we put out the message, the more, you know, that they may wake up.
It took 5% of the colonists to win the war. You know, it took 5%. You know, so hopefully you're wrong, Gary.
Well, I hope I'm wrong, but I'll see you there. No doubt. There'll be a few of us, but I hope it's more than 5,000, but I doubt it. So anyway, thank you for letting me vent, and you take care. Great program as usual.
All right,
thanks, Gary.
Let's see. I've got a headline here. You got something?
No, I was just going to say, yeah, I think people are waking up, but we got to start somewhere.
I fully understand and appreciate where Gary's coming from.
It's frustrating.
It's kind of a two-edged sword with some of it, you know?
The thing that I disagree with Gary is I don't think that they're stupid. I think they're willfully ignorant.
Lazy.
It's not that they're incapable of understanding or anything.
They don't want to understand.
They just want to stick their fingers in their ears and go, la, la, la,
I think their priorities are not where they should be necessarily.
Well, that's the cycle of freedom, is that you have to lose it before you get it, evidently.
No. You have to get your priorities straight, and a lot of people, in my opinion, you know, they're too busy with...
Here's smoke weed every day.
Yeah, they're smoking weed every day. Is that, Bob.
Here's the quote of the day. You should be focused on doing only those jobs that nobody else can do, which means you are at your highest and best used always.
Okay.
I like that.
And with that, we do have another caller on the line. We've got Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good show, but I wonder if we set the tone this morning with rants.
I don't know. Yeah. What do you think?
anyway, I agree with you, Mark. I think that people are starting to wake up a bit. I know that we went down to Anderson River Park to hand out flyers for the event on Saturday, and there was nothing but families down there. It was great, and there was a lot of people, and the response we got was extremely positive. I mean, we weren't getting negative responses from people, getting thumbs up from people. It was very good, and I think this event should be quite good on Saturday. You know, there is people who are, who sit with their, on the couch with their, on their hands, but we also have people who are standing up. It's just that we have to be a little firmer. I mean, you know, I don't, I certainly don't disagree with Gary's tone because it's true. I mean, you know, I don't think any of us want to suffer the fool any longer. You know, and this deal with the liberals and the oligarchy, I know that Tom was just talking about that stuff and how we can solve everything with a better economy and all that stuff. Well, yeah, of course we can. I don't know if more Republicans are the answer. They haven't really done anything at this point. It really is going to be we the people, but we deal with an oligarchy, and I think that was the key thing. And Mark, really good points about the economy, really good points about printing money, really good points about that. I mean, if our money isn't worth anything, who cares how much you make?
Right, so, that's it. You know, the economy is going to collapse anyway if that's the case.
Well, it kind of looks that way, and so the deal is that where do we go with this? We have to stand on our own. That's why we're doing Jefferson. That's why we're looking at a sovereign state. That's why we're looking at getting back to the Constitution. You know, self-reliance, accountability, responsibility. That's why we're looking at all these things. And people who are just so stupid or so caught up in what they do, with who they're going to have their next cocktail with, or frankly, whose butt they're going to kiss. And you notice I didn't use the word ask, even though I can, but whose butt?
But you just did.
I did. Happily so, because I found out I could use it. But, you know, the freedom of speech is a beautiful thing. The whole point is that now we have to stand, draw that line in the sand, get yourself a shirt, a hat, wear something that proves who you are. The guy who wore the Trump hat, where they tried to take it off his head at a college campus, and he said, no, that's my property, and he defended his hat. Let's defend what's ours. Let's get back to it, people. All power is inherent where? It's inherent in the people, and we need to start acting that way.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, evidently that gal went off the deep end on the hat thing. I mean, you know, these guys don't know. I mean, it's like, oh, gee, you know, you're a fascist, you're a Hitler, you're a Nazi. No, you're not. You're wearing a hat. It's stupid. They've gone so far off the deep end on the left side of it that there's no reality in their courts anymore. But reality is coming home. The old Ayn Rand, you know, saying is that you can avoid reality, but you can't avoid the consequences of reality. And that's starting to hit home across the board. That's why there's a wake up. That's why you're seeing, they're proposing another state up in Washington state at this point, another 51st state. And they're going to call it Liberty USA, which I think is a great name. So I think that's the kind of evidence you see that people are waking up more and more and more. It's just we have to look for the evidence because we're getting such a blackout from the mainstream media.
Well, the idiocy and lunacy of people that we know and both sides need to come together. We need to find common ground. Well, you know, with some people, there isn't common ground.
No, okay,
there wasn't common ground with Hitler. There wasn't common ground with Mussolini. There wasn't common ground with Pharaoh. Some places, there's not common ground. There is no common ground with Jerry Brown. There is no common ground with D'Alembo. And when you have your head in a tiger's mouth, it's not time to reason.
Isn't there common ground with Kim Jong-un?
No.
Yeah. In other words, if we don't give him all the money that he wants and he can extort from us, then he's going to hit us with nuclear bombs. So where do we start? Do we have meetings over that, or do we send Dennis Rodman as an emissary for the American values?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, I'm going to let you go and have a great program. Interesting tone today, but you know, I think that everybody's a bit frustrated. Folks, time has come for 51, no question.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Terry. We appreciate it. We do have another caller on the line.
Really?
We do. We got Billy Bob in Palisadro. How are you, Billy Bob?
Hey, Linda, great, great. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, great show today. Very interesting, and you guys are hitting the ball out of the fairway, or down the fairway. Let me put it that way. But anyway, great show. I just wanted to mention that Gary's comments were excellent, and Terry is always on the mark. And so anyway, I just wanted to say that this Freedom Festival next Saturday should be awesome.
Should be a good.
I'm going to plan on going. I'm going to buy my Jefferson gear and and buy a couple hot dogs or whatever there's to eat and have a good time. So I suggest everybody go.
Everybody wear their Make America Great hats again, because you don't represent genocide.
Oh, Lord.
Well, no, Red, you did a good job. Really, really like your show. I listen to it faithfully every Sunday. And, again, it keeps me from going to church, so that's a good thing. All right, talk to you later.
All right, well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
I'm looking at this thing, and we're going to go to a break here, but college student goes berserk over Make America Great Hat, saying it represents genocide. These guys are freaking delusional.
They're meat Muppets.
It's absolute. I mean, genocide? So I think everybody should wear their Make America Great hats with a pin for Jefferson, State of Jefferson 51 on. And
let's just call these people for what this is. This isn't a political disagreement. This isn't a civil discourse of differing views.
This is a mental disorder.
Self-righteous, pandered to crybabies in the middle of a temper tantrum who need to be put over somebody's knee and have their ass spanked and stuck in the corner until they can figure it out.
Go ahead, Bob.
I'm so sick and tired of these people. There's no discussion. There's no coming together. There's no debate. Do you debate with your five-year-old when he pisses on the rug? No, you don't. You whip his ass and you stick him in the corner. I've had enough of these people.
With that, we're going to a break, whether we want to or not. There you go.
This is a great song for this, too.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR. When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Three Fire Media. I just got to say this: I'm going to post this on the website, Sovereign Minds. Facebook, and this is the sentence that needs to be said. If America ever falls to a communist people's revolution, the type of people that are this we're talking about with this hat,
who have said this is genocide, this hat represents genocide, they'll be chanting for the execution of anyone who stands in their way, just like Russia, China, and Cuba, only there's a problem between us and Russia, China, and Cuba, is we will not give up our guns, these guys are all unarmed, and that's going to be a problem here, because we're not going to just roll over and hand our stuff to the government and hope these guys will treat us with mercy if this happens.
They can't even handle mean words without falling apart.
They're screwed up. And in the meantime, you know, it costs us taxpayers $135 billion a year for accepting immigrants into the U.S. U.S. has granted citizens to 1 million immigrants per year for decades, and they bring over their family members and chain migration and all this stuff, and they are costing the American people. Anyway, Harvest Moon.
Yeah. Harvest Moon, October 7th.
Next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday.
Anderson River Park. What time?
Yeah. It starts at noon and goes to 7 o'clock, I believe.
2 p.m. I think it says 2.
Yeah.
2 to 8.
Yep. Starts at noon.
Oh,
music
mind.
Starts at 2. Today.
Well, I was reading it upside down.
So there you go. Unfortunately, I can't be there. I'll be a big bite cooking.
All right. So I guess you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. Government is not reason, is not eloquence. It is force. It is force like fire. It is danger, servant, and purple master. And we'll see you next week.
All right. This has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which analyzes the impact the budget will have on the economy, including whether it will add to the deficit. The 28-hour waiting period before voting on the bill was meant to allow members of Congress and the public sufficient time to study the legislation. The